Recording started.
Welcome to AmRest 2010 annual teleconference. Today's speakers are the following: Henry McGovern, Chairman of the Supervisory Board, Mark Chandler, CFO, Piotr Boliński, Finance Director, and myself, Maciek Małcz, Investor Relations Manager. We'll begin with a presentation. It should take about 15 minutes. Then we have time for questions. Mark, please begin.
Sure. Thank you, Maciek. Welcome, everybody, to the call. It's been probably a month since we last met in Warsaw when we announced the Spanish acquisition. I'm pleased to announce that we're still on schedule to close the transaction by the end of April, and the results so far are on target, and so we're very excited about the acquisition to the portfolio, which should start in our results beginning of May. Back to AmRest, 2010 certainly was a challenging year for us. It was, I guess, a tale of really two different halves. The first half was very weak for us. The second half, though, ended very strong. Overall, it was below our expectations, the results. We had flat sales, a little over $2 billion, and EBITDA is also flat, around $177 million. Piotr will take us through a little bit more of the financial side of that. As I mentioned, the second half, we ended strong. Third quarter, we saw some strengthening in the numbers. And in the fourth quarter, we really, across the board, saw some positive growth. Leading the way was Russia and the U.S. Russia was up almost 18% in sales. And the U.S. had a very strong fourth quarter, up 10%. Mm-hmm. And that was on top of the third quarter, which was also positive. Also, we had talked this last year and a half about the Polish and Czech markets. We had been underperforming in both markets, but we saw a rebound in the fourth quarter in both of them, with Poland up about 3% and Czech almost 2% up. In terms of margins, again, we'll go through a little bit later on, but we did see improvement in our EBITDA margins. We rose from 8.1% in 2009 fourth quarter to 8.9%. So this, the performance, though, also is carried into the first quarter of this year. The first 2 months have been very strong, both in terms of sales performance, again, across all the countries, and also in our EBITDA numbers. So we look forward to reporting the first quarter this next time. In terms of new store openings, we finished with 38. Again, that was also below our expectations, but it was also a period of time where we had to really build the pipeline. And the pipeline is getting stronger. For us in 2011 and 12, most of the pipeline was being secured. Since the last call, we opened 23 new restaurants, so I think that's a good indication since we opened 38 overall in 2010. Since mid-November, we've been able to add 23 new restaurants to our portfolio. Also, certainly in the news is the commodities market due to some poor crops, and also in the feed industry, which has put pressure on some of the beef and chicken prices. There has been pressure on food prices overall. With our supply chain group, we have been able to outperform the market and believe that we still have a competitive advantage in terms of supply chain. And finally, in terms of balance sheet, it continues to be strong. Our debt equity ratio is at 0.5. And also, we reported last time that our club deal was extended with additional flexibility. So we believe that entering into 2011, we have a very solid foundation of our balance sheet. Next slide, in terms of sales trends, as I mentioned, it was a flat year, so we did see growth, real growth in CE of 2.5%, and taking out currency, the U.S., after a couple of years of decline, actually was a plus one, and finishing the last half of the year at least 6 or 7% up. So though not where we expected to be, we ended strong. In terms of revenues overall, I mentioned Russia. Russia was up 6% in the total year, 18% as mentioned earlier in the fourth quarter, and that was across both KFC and Pizza Hut brands. And the U.S., had a real strong fourth quarter. That was, we've mentioned a couple times about the Colorado revitalization project. That continues to, we continue to experience positive results. And we're also looking for, in 2011, to extend that program to 20 new sites. And with the sales uplift we're getting, we believe that will help us to continue to grow the U.S. business. Following chart is our portfolio. It breaks it down by country and by brand. Not much has changed. We've added 23 restaurants since the last call, which takes us up to 471 restaurants. And finally, Jeff, you want to take us through the financial part?
Yep. Thank you, Mark. I'm very pleased to report fourth quarter results. They were very solid, as you could see from the report we published in the morning. Definitely same-store sales improvement that we started to observe in the second half of last year were with profit accretive in the fourth quarter. Majority of incremental sales had flown through to our bottom line, and that and results of Q4 had put the overall annual results closer to 2009. EBITDA for the whole business for the year stood at 176 million zlotys, which is pretty much on par with last year. 90% of that came from RCE business, which was similar to last year. Although we were very pleased to observe that fourth quarter results were definitely better than in the fourth quarter of 2009. The increase in EBITDA we reported was in the range of 6.5 million zlotys. And as Mark mentioned earlier, the efficiency was also improved, and we managed to improve the margin by around 80 basis points. I'm going to elaborate on the segment results a little bit later. What's probably most important when it comes to profit and loss account and analysis is that the results and all the cost categories were very stable compared to last year, which is very pleasing and shows that our business model was very resilient to the overall downturn. As Mark mentioned, we managed to keep our cost of food in line with last year, and that was also the case with other store restaurant-related cost categories. Probably the only area where we had seen some deterioration was in the line of depreciation, as you could see, and as we actually commented a couple of times already, our depreciation charge is growing and is driven by adding additions of new stores as well as the remodelings that we're carrying out. The increase in depreciation in relative terms was in the range of 70 basis points relative to sales. We managed to offset that, and we offset that thanks to lower than last year general and administrative expenses, which helped our overall performance. And also due to improved results in Russia, in the U.S., and in some of our QSR brands in CEE, we managed to cut in half the impairment charge related to underperforming assets. As you could see from consolidated P&L, this charge was almost half compared to last year. And for 2010, our impairment stood at around 4 million zlotys, which is quite remarkable given the size of our development activities. On the top of that, we also managed to get the benefit of several tax planning initiatives, mostly related to intercompany lending and intercompany arrangements. And all those initiatives, coupled with fairly stable operating results, helped us improve our bottom line and reported net profit by 2.4 million for the full year. Our net profit attributable to shareholders of Amyris stood at 40.6 million. When it comes to segment results, as you can see from the slide number seven, Polish market is still by far the biggest segment for us and biggest cash contributor. The margin for Polish business stood at 13.3% and was driven to the biggest extent by performance of our KFC brand. KFC in Poland definitely improved compared to the first half of the year, although we still have room to grow and to improve, and we're still behind when compared to 2009. When it comes to Starbucks, the performance we saw was fairly stable. We managed to add several successful stores in the Warsaw area in Q4, and those stores are starting to contribute profits. So Starbucks is definitely on track. The only issue that we continue to see is mostly related to Burger King brand side, Burger King continues to drain on our overall profitability, and we continue to struggle with relatively low volumes of sales volumes of stores. Now, some of those negative aspects of Q4 were offset by very good performance of Pizza Hut, and the increases in sales that we saw in that brand, they offset the negative impact of BK mostly. We're very pleased with Pizza Hut performance overall last year, and the whole brand managed to almost double its profit contributions, which was very remarkable. Moving on, our second biggest market in CE, Czech Republic, also recovering slowly, though definitely still not in line with our expectations. KFC brand, the biggest in that market, had its best quarter in the fourth quarter of last year, although there's still room to improve. We believe that we will be able to continue kind of revitalization of the market as we also managed to strengthen the management team there. Our Starbucks business in Czech Republic was fairly stable when it comes to efficiency and margins, and it's increasing its overall cash contribution when it comes to Czech. The biggest improvements are clearly seen in Russia. As you could see, the margin reported was in excess of 18%. That was driven mostly by positive trends in sales that continued in Q4. We had one-off related to Russian market, and we got the credit of around 1.8 million zloty related to some adjustments in purchase accounting, as we released some provisions related to dormant companies that we acquired in 2007. That was not operations related, and you should take it out to see the normalized margin of Russia. And when you take that out, you're going to see that Russia continued strong with around 15% margin in Q4. When it comes to other smaller markets, reported no significant changes. The increased loss that you can see in the other segment is related mostly to development of Starbucks in Hungary and startup costs related to that market, and some holding company costs that were incurred in Q4. When it comes to the U.S., as Mark mentioned, a lot of improvement was seen, mostly related to better performance in terms of sales, the slight improvement in economy coupled with our Colorado revitalization initiatives helped us gain incremental dollars when it comes to revenues. We managed to bring that home, and a significant portion of that incremental sales had flown through to EBDA. Probably the most remarkable ops related initiative in the US that we're trying to roll out to the rest of the business here was around cost of food and inventory management. The U.S. business managed to improve a lot in that area and manage to cut down wastage and all the redundant inventory related costs. All in all, as you could see, both CE and US improved its EBITDA contributions, and along with some non-ops related initiatives, we managed to report bottom line net profit at 10.8 million zlotys for a quarter, from, and that was significant increase from 2.1 last year. And that's obviously reflected in consolidated P&L. When it comes to funding and sources and uses of cash, as you can see on the next slide, slide number 9, 2010 and the fourth quarter was definitely the time where you could see the increased development activities on our side. The full year capex stood at approximately 240 million zlotys, and in Q4 alone we spent around 100 million zlotys on the development activities, and that's related to new stores that we've been adding and we continue to add. Overall, we opened 38 units, and apart from that, significant spend and significant resource was allocated to refurbishments and renovations of existing assets, both in CE and in Colorado, U.S., as we mentioned. Also, what needs to be taken into consideration is that on the new store opening side, we're also trying to shift from existing asset portfolio more towards drive-throughs. So we also managed to open more drive-throughs in 2010 compared to 2009. As you can see from the cash flows that we presented in the report, the significant portion of our investment was self-funded out of operating cash flows. The remainder was mostly financed by with proceeds from corporate bonds issuance that we did both in late 2009 and in the first quarter of 2010. Apart from that, as you remember, we had one significant share issuance in June 2010, and this cash is also clearly seen on our balance sheet. It helped to improve significantly our liquidity standby and the overall capacity for the future development. Mostly thanks to that, the year-end cash number stood in the range of 240 million, and that in line with available credit facilities that created the pool of cash for future investment of around 430 million overall. So those two, strong balance sheet and steady EBITDA performance, helped to keep our leverage ratio very much in line with Q3 of 2010. Our net debt to EBITDA ratio stood at 0.8, as you can see in the key figures slide. And I just hope that the improvements that we saw in Q4 are going to be also presented in Q1 of 2011, and we continue to add to our trailing 12-month net profit performance. With that, I'm going to open up the questions and answers section.
Okay, the floor is now open for questions. Thank you, Piotr.
Good afternoon, Michał Potyra from UniCredit. I have two questions. First, could you tell us what are your plans regarding pricing for 2011?
First of all, in terms of pricing, we took a price increase at the end of December, in line with we had the VAT increase of 1%, and also some slight pressure in terms of cost. But at this point, the pricing has already been taken, and at this point, our only plans to date or for the future at this point is the pricing we've already taken.
So you don't plan any further adjustments?
At this point, no. I mean, it'll depend on how the commodity market continues to play out at this point. So we certainly are getting the pressure because of the feed market, which affects both chicken and beef. But at this point, we believe that the price we've taken at the end of last year, the beginning of this year, is sufficient for now.
To add on toward market action, we do not feel that there is a necessity to change the pricing structure situation in the food markets. Probably the only market very careful at the moment is Czech Republic, and this is because Czech government just announced the proposal to change VAT rates, and they're planning to increase VAT rate for takeaway food. So we'll need to analyze that, and potentially we'll need to respond to that. But overall, this is material to our consolidated performance.
Thank you. And another question regarding, I'm trying to estimate number of restaurants you will close in 2011. Could you give us any kind of indication about the number of unprofitable restaurants in your portfolio?
Well, it's actually two different questions you've asked, because closings is one where we believe that, I mean, some of our restaurants are unprofitable because they're actually still in the startup phase. So, and also our burger, as mentioned by Piotr, Burger King is also in that phase of business where we were expecting to lose money. We're going on TV at the end of this year, which we believe will actually jumpstart the sales on that brand. In terms of closures, I would think it would be not any different than it has been this last year. So I would think probably in the 5 to 10 range, possibly. But again, at this point, any restaurants that we have, we've already impaired those at the end of this last year. So we're still anticipating that we'll be able to turn the other ones that are losing money around.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Martin Stavakov, Domokarski BDM. I've got a few questions about, for example, number of openings. So do you sustain the number of openings in 2011 at about 100 restaurants?
The number is we believe is going to be in the range between 80 to 100. And the reason there's a range is the fact that we have what we can actually physically, some may actually pour in or fall, carry over into January, February of next year. The pipeline is what we expected. It's strong, and actually we're also, what we can't do this year will actually carry on top of the number we have projected for 2012. So the number will be a minimum of 80, but could be still up to 100. A swing maybe actually in Russia, where we're actually hopefully being able to add about 10 restaurants at the end of the year. So and that may carry over into 2012, but we're not sure about that.
All right. Thank you. And how many drive-thrus are you planning to open? That number. How many drive-thrus?
Yeah, drive-thrus are continuing to be the where we want to increase our penetration. We're looking at about 40 for 2011, which is going to be not quite half our portfolio, and that's going to continue to be in all our markets where we think there's a big opportunity for us.
All right. And what about CapEx in 2011? How would you predict it might be? And when you plan to open 80 to 100 restaurants, how would the CapEx will be?
The CapEx is going to be in the range of about $350 million. Originally planned a little bit higher, but this last year we also had planned, in 2010 we had planned $300 million, and we came in around 240, as Justin mentioned. So target this year with new openings, also with continued renovation, is going to be about $350 million.
Expecting same-store sales in a country so like Poland or even Czech Republic, because we see it in the Russia is going very good, but what about Poland and Czech Republic, your main markets in 2011? Any predictions?
Yeah, 2011 we actually, and actually across all our brands, we're expecting positive same-store sales growth. And we've talked, you mentioned about Czech and Poland, and of course the big driver is KFC, and with the calendar we have in terms of for 2011, with products and the promotions, we feel that, and also how we've actually started out the year, we still feel very confident that this is going to be another rebound quarter for us and year, and so we are looking at positive across the board for all our brands and countries.
Mark, let me jump in there. This is Henry. I think that to be clear about the entire business at the moment, Poland and Czech still give us the most concern. Our performance has improved, but it's choppy. We don't yet have the type of consistency we'd like to see in the underlying performance across all the different asset types. So I don't think we can yet give absolute clarity on where it is. The U.S. and Russia continue to be really strong and consistently improving. So it's something you can say with confidence because of the consistency. In Poland and Czech, we don't yet have that consistency. And also, as Piotr mentioned, with the change in VAT, that can have some impact, negative impact on consumer retail spending. So we just have to continue to be sort of month by month very diligent in these countries to get the performance we're getting. There's not an underlying sense of consumer confidence from what we can see.
Okay, so you are expecting the consumer confidence growing or will be the same or even will be worse than 2010?
Well, our business is performing better than in 2010, to be clear, if that wasn't clear. So 2011 is better, and we're seeing more. But my point is that it's choppy. It's up one month, and it's down again the next couple of weeks, and then it's back up. There's not the strong underlying push that we're seeing right now in the U.S. and in Russia. So we would feel more comfortable when we can see strong 52-week moving average trends. That's a very important thing that we like to watch in the business. And the underlying consistent strength is not there at the moment. And that's the point I wanted to make to you, so that you understand that if you look at the business right now, the Poland and Czech markets are not the areas of strength in terms of underlying consumer confidence that we see.
I understand. Okay, thank you. And my last question is about balance sheet figure. Investment properties, it's 21 million. Could you explain me what kind of figure is this?
Yeah, this is Piotr. This 20 million is related to one real estate that we purchased in Warsaw, prime drive-through location.
Mm-hmm.
To keep one of our the best performing restaurants in town, we needed to consider the purchase of land, and unfortunately we needed to buy the plot that's slightly bigger than what we need. So that's mostly that. Our plan for the future is obviously to separate that out and keep the land for the restaurant and flip the rest and sell the rest. So that's why you could see this investment coming in 2010.
Okay, how large is that area in the 21 million?
It's sizable. I do not remember the exact figure, but it's huge. It's definitely more than you need for a restaurant.
All right.
I don't think we have an issue saying where it is. It's a piece of property next to Macro on Jerzy in Warsaw, and it includes an office building. We have a Pizza Hut and KFC drive through there with an office building behind and all of that. To preserve that location, we had to buy it when the Metro Group spun it off. But let me speak to something more broadly on that. You will see us from time to time, especially with our restaurant base getting older and starting to come to end of lease terms, you will see us consistently end up buying properties, packaging them, and selling them off on sale leasebacks. So don't be surprised over the years as we package a group of properties, put them together into a small portfolio, and sell them off. That should be a profitable enterprise, as we can usually buy them based on lease terms better than we were able to sell them in a package deal. And that's something we've done from the very beginning of the company. We've owned pieces and then sold them off. So that will continue, and this is one of those pieces that happens to be larger than normal, but that is a result of something that happened 15 years ago when the business was being started by PepsiCo.
Okay, thank you for the explanation. That's all for me.
Hello, what's my call? I've got a question regarding Burger King. Can you elaborate a little bit more? What's the idea of turning the business better and out of the CapEx plans of 100 restaurants for this year? Well, how many of those are Burger Kings?
Well, let me start with the second one, I guess, is that Burger King, at this point in the portfolio we have, it's going to be roughly 15 to 20 of the openings. We're looking at Burger King. Talked about getting to TV scale in 2010 in Poland. And the concentration I'm talking about for Burger King and new builds will be almost entirely in Poland. So for us, the brand, it's in order to increase the awareness, brand awareness, TD is going to be the critical part here. So we are expecting to continue to build the brand up till we get to TV, and at that point, that's what we believe that we'll see some lift in sales. Henry, you want to add anything more to that?
No, I think this is the year we want to get on TV. It'll be the very end of this year. And we've always believed the brand had to get to TV scale before it would perform, because the brand is just not strong enough. So we'll be there at the end of this year.
So we should expect improved performance in terms of sales of Burger King, well, backloaded this year, well, fourth quarter or so?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, the other question from my side would be about the first quarter. You've said that it's pretty much good start of the year. Well, what kind of like-for-likes do you mean by that? Do we have, well, 5%, 8%, maybe double digits? Well, where are you currently in terms of the business?
We'll announce that when we announce first quarter.
Okay, point taken.
Hello, Kamil Szlaga, KB Securities. I have a couple of questions. Let me start maybe with debt. How much additional debt you are going to take on the top of the second loan tranche from the bank consortium and 80 million euros?
Could you repeat that question? Could you please repeat the question? Because
how much additional debt you are going to take on the top of the second tranches of the loan from bank consortium and expected 80 million euro loan for
okay.
Restauravia?
Okay, that's clear. I mean, in general, our policy and our strategy when it comes to leveraging of the company did not change, and our cap stays the same regardless of the transaction that's made. We do not want to, I mean, in general terms, we do not want to cross the level of 3.5 times EBDA. This is intact. When it comes to additional borrowing, it obviously depends on the pace of development. If we're going to build around 80 to 100 stores per year within the next 3 years, we're probably going to need something close to 30 to 40 million euros, though that will not mean that we're necessarily going to increase our overall debt, because you need to remember that we currently have one revolving credit facility in place that is not utilized, and this is 200 million Polish lorries.
Yeah, I understand, but like thinking about sizable capex and financing Restaurávia acquisition, it's still the cash flow might be tight, and I just wonder if gross debt is likely to hit 1 billion Polish zloty this year.
Oh, not this year.
And also, I just want to make sure, you know, the Spanish acquisition is stands on its own in terms of ability to service its debt. So that, with the amount of, with the high profitability and cash it generates, that will not be really affect at all Amrest. In fact, it even strengthens the portfolio in terms of helping us leverage a little bit more our balance sheet. So I think that what we're talking about is adding on in Amrest just to expand our future growth, as Piotr said, for new stores. So I really look at Restaurávia as an addition that's not, if anything, it's helps us in terms of strengthening our balance sheet, and actually we'll be able to service its own debt. So I want to be clear about that.
I think the question mark is what's the year-end consolidated debt expectation?
And I think that it is going to be close to a billion in terms of total debt add on all the full amount of debt that we have in terms of Restaurávia, plus what Piotr mentioned for some additional, probably near the end of the year, that we want to add. It's between 900 to a billion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me move on to Restaurávia. what maintenance capex do you plan for this company this year?
Well, first of all, let me jump in before you guys give a number on that. First of all, remember that we don't own the majority of the stores, that the majority are franchised. So the company has no responsibility on maintenance capex. So you're going to see a different type of number here going forward than you're used to in the Amrest business. So where we would consider, you know, somewhere in the 1-2% of sales range, depending on the year and what programs we have going on, you're going to see significantly less than that in the Restaurávia brand, just because the majority of stores are owned by franchisees.
Okay. And what would be the drivers of guided Restaurávia's EBITDA improvement of around 13% year-on-year for 2011?
Continued scale. That business is adding, you know, 15 to 20% new restaurants per year, and that leverage flows through very well because of the kitchen, the boutique kitchen, which is a large fixed cost back at the production facility, and so additional revenue is well levered in that business.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that actually EBITDA dynamic of Restaurávia is expected to decelerate from 15.5% year-on-year in 2010 to around 13% year-on-year this year. Why actually this business is slowing down? Or what about your expectation about this business for this year?
Mark, I would expect that to be driven by startups, but I don't have that in front of me. So do you have that?
It is startups, actually, because we're going to be accelerating the growth of the business, and so that is the biggest driver.
But in general, we treat that business as a growth platform, and as you could see from historic numbers, the business was very resilient to the recession in Spain, and then continued to increasing nominal EBITDA and revenues throughout the crisis. So we believe that that's going to continue in the future. There might be some changes in terms of margin, but those would be related to issues that we clearly identified, some of them related to the marketing, obligatory marketing spend that we need to have because of our franchise agreements, but nothing major. We do not expect the core of the business to deteriorate in any way.
Yeah, thanks for that, Piotr, because just to be clear, we did announce that earlier. The KFC portion of Restauravia will be moving from a 3% marketing spend to a 5% marketing spend as it goes on television later in this year.
Okay, and finally, moving on to fourth quarter of last year, I wonder if EBITDA in the United States included any one-offs or it is attributed to core performance. And I wonder if it is sustainable, I mean, the improvement year on year in the first quarter, 2011.
Let me speak to that. The improvement that you saw was mostly related to operating activities and was driven by increase in sales. 2.8% is not our target margin, though we're definitely happy with what we saw in Q4. Usually third and fourth quarter are not the strongest in the U.S. So it spells very good for the first half of this year, and we already saw very strong numbers being reported out of the U.S. So
and I think we're
to see that in the Q1 of this year.
And we also indicated last call also that we would be about the margins for 2011 in the U.S. that they would be improved. So we had anticipated that to happen. It started, I think, here at the end of the year, and so we are forecasting 2011 to have improvement in margins in EBITDA.
There were one-offs in the U.S. last year, but they happened to be on the negative side, not on the positive side, related to the big investment we made in the refurbishment of the Colorado market that we've shared with you, that test. So that renovation process has been very successful in lifting sales and margin, and we will continue that in the western portion of the country this year. But we would expect margins to continue to improve in the U.S., and sales are continuing. So there's underlying margin and sales strength in the U.S. at the moment.
Okay, and last one. How are you doing after Mr. Marczyński's departure? And do you think he might come back after 1 year?
Well, I think I should answer that. Wojtek's a great guy and a great part of the team, but his departure, he was in the HR role, as you know, and his position has been filled by Nancy Bennett out of our U.S. business, who was a career professional in the HR segment. So from an HR point of view, strengths, Nancy brings more to that role. From an overall organization, we'll miss Wojtek for a year. We do expect him to be back. This was a planned family sabbatical that we've been working towards, and I think we were well prepared for it. So thus far, no issue whatsoever, and we wouldn't expect any.
Okay, that's all from me. Thank you very much.
Okay, are there any more questions? No? So thanks once again for
participating. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.